Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth so that you're anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I've been continuing to work with The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. I do a daily pull in the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. If you're not part of that group on Facebook, please find us and ask to join. We have a really supportive group there. Lots of good energy flowing around, and it's a really safe and held place for exploring these practices together in a circle. So I invite you to find us on Facebook and join me. And there's a link in the show notes. The card that I pulled out this morning is Earthworm. And Earthworm is a card that's associated with the earth element in this deck, of course, because Earthworm is definitely of earth energy being down there in the soil. And as I was working through this card in the reading that I was doing in the group, I was finding that I wasn't quite jiving with the energies that Kim assigned to this card. So I'm going to work with what I was feeling from this card before I looked at what she did. And sometimes when we work with our decks, that's the most nourishing, most supportive way to work with them is to really feel into your own intuition and wisdom around the cards that are coming up rather than just going by what the deck creator was putting into it. So I was thinking about this card and looking at it and really feeling into how earthworm energy is really prominent right now. So where I am in northern New York, it is just starting to feel spring-like. We were having snow showers just a few days ago, but this morning was very warm. It was the first time I was able to sit outside for my meditative practice without my winter coat on. Yesterday, I was still wearing my snow pants to keep my legs warm. And the ground is damp. It's been rainy when it's not been snowing. And that warm, damp ground makes me think of the earthworms and how they're coming to the surface. The robins have come back, which means that some of those earthworms are feeding the birds. But what do earthworms do? down there in the soil. They take that which died, that which is rotting, that which is returning to the earth, and they ingest it, and they compost it. When worms show up in my compost pile, I'm always happy to see them, and I thank them. I have gratitude for their presence, because they do such a wonderful job of turning what we consider to be waste into something that is indeed very fertile. And I take that compost that the earthworms have helped me to create, and I put it into my vegetable gardens, and I am again fed by what the earthworms were able to transmute. So I was feeling into that energy of the earthworm and how, especially during this time, I'm recording this in, of course, the middle of the pandemic. In New York State, we are just beginning to ease some of the restrictions that we've had coming back out, coming to the surface after having been composting what's been going on for a little while. We are taking what has felt like waste, what has felt like garbage. That's all I can think of. That's the only way I can explain it. What has felt like garbage, because it has in some ways, to be locked in, to have to take all of these precautions. And there has been a lot of loss. Businesses are struggling. My own business is struggling. There's been loss of loved ones for some people. I feel very blessed that I have not been in the situation yet where someone who is close to me has been sick or has passed from this virus. That doesn't mean it can't still happen, but I was really thinking yesterday in my own gratitude practice how grateful I am that my family has been safe, that my closest friends have all been safe, and that those that I know who have been sick that are in my circles of relationship have recovered. But there's still all of this loss, this look at what in our society, what about our culture, what about our systems of governance, our healthcare system, and our food supply systems, all of these systems that are in place, how fragile they are, and how much of them are, quite frankly, garbage. And in this time of being underground, how we can start to look at these systems and compost and transmute, and how we can start to feed something more beautiful, more just. And maybe as a society, as a culture, come out of this a little more whole, and to create the fertile soil for new systems to grow. So I invite you to feel into what is going on. What is the waste in the soil of our existence, the foundations of our society, that we can start to transmute? And it's you and I, and everyone listening to this podcast, everyone doing this work in the world of being a healer, of fighting for those things that we see that are not just, those of us who have stepped up to be the change makers. It's up to us now to start to take on that earthworm energy and begin to transmute let's grow something better together. And that's a lot to hold. It can be scary. Fear comes up a lot when you realize that you have the power to start making these changes. And that's one thing that has come up in the Map Your Path to Earth service experience that's running right now, the group there. Some of the things I have heard from them is this fear and this sense of powerlessness. But we are all earthworms in the dirt and the garbage of our society. And we can change what's there if we just believe in our own power, if we start to tap into our innate ability to heal at every level and to dream a better world into existence. And as we sit with that fear and feeling unsure about our abilities and our lack of power, we can start to call on the practices that we have that keep us in that sense of groundedness, that help us find our power and keep us real. And yoga is, for me, for many of you, one of those practices. So let's get on our mats. Let's feel into this through our physical bodies and start to feel into that power. We're going to begin on our mats in table pose, hands and knees. So come on down onto your mat, put your knees underneath your hips, put your hands under your shoulders, spread your fingers, reach forward through the crown of your head, reach back through your tailbone, draw your navel to your spine just a little bit. Feel how that firms your low back so that you feel like a table, like you could hold all kinds of things. We often talk about holding the weight of the world on our shoulders, but our shoulders are nowhere near as strong as the back when we combine the shoulders, the hips, and the core. Feel into that for a moment. And then connect in with your breath. A breath that brings the vital energy into your body. Start to feel that. And deepen that breath a little bit. Can you allow breath to get deep without releasing your core? Notice how that feels. And then as we move into some cat and cow, remember that you can let it go and bring it back. So let's start with an exhale. As you exhale, pull your navel to your spine and round your back. Drop your head and your tailbone and really lift the middle of your back to the sky with your navel pulling in and up. And then as you inhale, let it go. Sag your belly toward the floor. Draw your heart through your arms. Reach up through your tailbone. Reach up through the crown of your head. And then as you exhale, again, pull the navel back toward the spine. Round your back. To cat, drawing that back up, and then inhale, cow, releasing the abdomen so that the navel can move down toward the floor. Scoop your heart through, move your shoulder blades down your back. Exhale again, round. Drop your head, drop your tailbone, navel to the spine, and then inhale, draw your heart through. Feel your back start to sway down toward the floor and know that as you exhale now, you can control that again, drawing the navel in, letting that push the middle of your back up toward the sky. Do a few more rounds here. Letting go, and then contracting again. Starting to warm the core up by really pulling that navel in on each exhale. Couple more rounds. And after your second exhale, release your spine back to a neutral position with the navel lifting in just a little bit so that you're holding your back firm again, making that very solid table. Now look down at the floor right in front of your hands so that your neck is aligned with your upper back, crown of your head's reaching forward. Let that be a focal point for you. Shift your weight into your left knee and slide your right foot back until your leg is extended. Curl your toes under and reach your heel back. Lift your right thigh bone into the back of your leg just a little bit so that your leg feels strong and solid. Keep the navel lifted up into the spine and reach forward through your crown still as you reach back through your heel and feel your body starting to open in both directions down the right side. Now shift your weight forward into your hands just a bit. Keep your focal point, float your right toes up off the floor and bring your leg up until it's about hip height. Notice if your toes started to turn out to the right. Roll your right inner thigh toward the sky so that your pinky toe points at the floor. Keep your foot flexed and your heel pressing back. Hips are level. You're still like a table through your back. And the core is still engaged. Now press down into your right hand. Float your left arm forward to shoulder height. Turn your palm to face in so your thumb is up to the sky. And then reach forward through your fingers, reach back through your right heel, and stretch along the diagonal from your left hand to your right foot. Breathe here, but keep the core engaged. Notice if you start to collapse into your right arm, press the right fingers down, lift out of your wrist, and keep your shoulders level so your table is still flat. You're not sliding things off it. Take another breath. Now bring your left hand down and bend your right knee and step your right foot forward between your hands. Help it forward if necessary. You might have to reach back with your right hand and slide your foot forward until your toes are in front of your knee. Check in with your left knee here. If you're sitting right on your knee, curl your toes under, move your knee back a little bit so that you're on the top of your knee, not pressing into your kneecap. And from there, you can let your hips drop down into the space behind your right heel. Lift your heart just a bit. Take a few breaths here. You might need to be on your fingertips so that you're not stuck on your thigh. Roll the shoulders down the back, reach your tailbone down your left leg. Now float your hands up onto your right thigh. Heart lifting up a little bit more. Roll your shoulders down your back. Draw your navel in and up slightly so that the top of your chest lifts towards your chin. Reach up through your crown. Keep sinking the hips forward. You might feel this stretch in the front of your left hip. Now curl your left toes under. Keep sinking weight forward into the right foot, pressing that down into the floor. Engage your core, drawing the navel in and up. And lift your left knee off the floor. Coming into a high lunge. Lift the left thigh bone into the back of the leg. Keep sinking the hips down and forward. Stay with your breath. Now slowly lower your left knee back down, putting it back far enough so that you're not right on your kneecap. Flatten out your foot. Bring your hands down to the floor on either side of your foot. And then wiggle your right foot back and bring your right knee back underneath your hip. Realign your table pose. But take your time and just check that your knees are back underneath your hips, your hands are back underneath your shoulders. Spread out through the fingers, draw the navel in and up slightly, and find your focal point again underneath your nose. Shift your weight over into your right knee, slide your left foot back, curl the toes under, and press that heel back. Lift your thigh bone a little bit, engage there. Keep reaching forward through your crown, starting to stretch the left side. Now shift some weight forward into your hands so your left toes get a little lighter and float that leg up to hip height. Keep your foot flexed. Roll the left inner thigh toward the ceiling and turn your left pinky toe toward the floor so the tips of all five toes point down. Now shift weight into your left hand. Float your right arm forward to shoulder height. Turn your palm toward the midline of your body. Reach forward through your fingers. Reach back through the left heel and feel this diagonal. Keep the navel drawn in and up and lift out of your left wrist so that your shoulders and your hips are both level. Take another breath. Release your right hand down. Bend your left knee and step your left foot up between your hands, reaching back with your left hand to help the foot forward if necessary, so that your toes are out in front of your knee. Come up onto your fingertips. Check in with your right knee, perhaps curling the toes under and shifting your knee back an inch or two so that you can rest on the top of your knee as your hips start to fall forward. Come up tall on your fingertips, melt your shoulders down your back. Sink your hips down towards your left heel. Reach your tailbone down the right leg. Breathe into that. Now pressing the left foot into the floor, float your left hands up onto your left thigh. Lift your heart a little bit higher. Melt your shoulders down. Draw the navel in and up to lift the top of the sternum. Now curl your right toes under. Press into the left foot and lift your right knee. Press your right thigh bone into the back of your thigh so your heel reaches away and that leg feels strong. Keep the heart lifted. Hands are still on your thigh. Take a couple breaths here. Now gently lower your knee to the floor, flatten out your right foot, return your hands to the floor, wiggle your left foot back, and come back into table pose. Realign. Now walk your hands up toward the top of your mat, keeping them shoulder width apart. Curl your toes under. Tilt your tailbone to the sky. And with your next exhale, lift your knees and ease your way up into downward facing dog. You can walk your dog a little bit, pedaling your heels, letting the backs of the legs release. And then bring your feet to stillness. press down into the pads of your fingers. Lift your shoulders out of your wrists. Draw the navel toward the spine a little bit and let that move your hips back, reaching back through your tailbone. Feel your upper body getting longer. Heart starts to move through the arms. And we're using that space that we made in the front body. Navel comes in and up a little bit, and the sternum moves toward the chin as the heart really melts through the arms. Close your shoulders by rolling your armpits under slightly. Play with the upper body for a moment, finding your comfortable down dog. Now bring your attention to your legs and press your thigh bones into the backs of your thighs. Notice how that drops your heels. Avoid reaching with your heels so there's no strain in the back of the ankles. Let the thigh muscles create the space. Feel the whole back body opening up. Breathe into that. Now take an inhale and lift your right leg up and back into a little standing split. As you exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands, making sure your toes are in front of your knee. Coming back into that high lunge position. Make sure that your knee is stacked over your right heel. Come up onto your fingertips. Lift your left thigh bone into the back of your leg, that active. Lift your heart, reach your tailbone down towards your left knee. And if it's appropriate for you, bring your hands up onto your thigh and then up over your head. Coming into crescent lunge, reach. Now bring your arms down, out to your sides like an airplane, and lean forward slightly, as if you were about to take off into flight. Hop your left toes forward a couple inches and really bring the weight into your right foot. Look out ahead of you 4 to 5 feet, find a focal point, keeping the back of your neck long. Shift more weight into your right foot. Press that foot down into the floor and lift your right hip out of your right foot so your leg starts to straighten. The right foot is pushing the floor away, the right hip is lifting, and your left toes come off the floor. Coming into Dakasana, airplane pose. Draw your navel towards your spine slightly and flatten through the low back. Keep your gaze on your focal point, fingers reaching out into a V like your wings. Flex your left foot, turn the left inner thigh up toward the sky, and point your pinky toe down toward the floor. So your hips are level, your shoulders are level, just like you were in table pose. Your right leg may have gone straight, maybe it's still got some bend in the knee, either is fine. If you want to play a little bit more, reach your right arm forward so your bicep is by your ear, turn your palm to face in, reach forward through your fingers, back through your left heel along that diagonal that we played with on hands and knees. Keep breathing. Keep bringing energy into the body. Take another breath. Now put a little bend into your right knee. And very slowly lower your left toes back down. Bring both hands onto your right thigh. Pause there. Reach down for the floor. on either side of your right foot and step back into downward facing dog. Take a few breaths, re-establishing your alignment in down dog. Draw the navel in and up slightly, staying engaged. On your next inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step your left foot forward between your hands, up onto your fingertips, heart lifting. Sink your hips down towards your left heel. Engage your right leg by pressing your thigh bone into the back of your leg so your heel reaches back. Now press your left foot into the floor. When your fingers get light, float them onto your left thigh, and then reach your arms up over your head into crescent lunge. Slide your knees away from each other. Let the hips sink in. Draw the navel in and up to lift your heart. Breathe into it. Feel your power as you stabilize this pose. Now bring your arms down. Make your wings and lean forward slightly. Look out ahead of you to that space 4 to 5 feet forward. Shift your weight towards your left foot and hop your right toes up just a few inches. Press down into your left foot like you're pushing the floor away. Lift your hips and come up off of the right toes into that airplane pose again. Level the hips. Flex your right foot, press the heel back, make sure all five toes point at the floor. Draw your navel in and up to help stabilize. Eyes stay on your focal point. And then if you want to go a little bit deeper into this, bring your left arm up to your left ear, turn your palm toward the midline, and find that diagonal stretch from your fingertips to your right heel. Breathe into it. Find how you can bring breath into your body, staying engaged through the core. Take another breath. Start to bend your left knee. Reach back with your right toes, land them where they took off from. Bring both hands back down onto your left thigh. Pause for just a moment, right thigh bone lifting into the back of the leg. Feel yourself getting stable and grounded. Now reach down, put your hands on the floor on either side of your left foot, and step back again into downward facing dog. Settle back into down dog. As you take your next breath in, lift your heels and notice how that pushes your hips up and forward a little bit. Draw your navel to your spine on your exhale, and as if you were held in a harness, let that shift your shoulders forward over your wrists. Gaze out ahead a little bit. Flatten from your shoulders back to your heels in plank pose. Keep your navel drawing in and up, moving your sternum towards your chin. Both inner thighs rotate toward the sky just a bit and hug towards each other slightly. your thigh bones lift into the back of your legs again. Reach your heels back, reach forward through your crown. Engage your thighs, engage your core. Feel the stability you're creating in your plank. If it's appropriate for you to do low plank, stay with me. Otherwise, drop your knees and do this next pose with your knees down. Rotate your inner elbows, the inner creases of your elbows forward so that they hug into your sides. Now shift forward into your hands just a little bit more. So you're resting right on the very tips of your toes. Keep your navel drawn in and up. And as you exhale, lower your body nice and flat until your upper arms are hugging your side ribs. Pause there, breathe, holding your low plank for a moment. Take another breath in. And then as you exhale, lower your heart a little bit more toward the floor first, and then release your abdomen to the floor and point your toes back. Inhale and draw your heart up through your arms. Melt your shoulders down your back. Hold this little cobra. Keep the tops of your feet pressing into the floor. But turn the inner thighs toward the ceiling. Press your hip points down. Reach your tailbone towards your heels. Check that the shoulders are back and down, the shoulder blades sliding in and down toward the hips. Keep the back of your neck long so your ears are aligned over your shoulders. Now bring your navel in and up and push the top of your sternum up towards your chin. Feel the front body lengthen. See if you can reach a little further through your crown, avoiding any crunch in the back of your neck. So it's straight out from the top of the spine. Breathe into that, one more big breath in. And then as you exhale, slowly lower your upper body down until your heart's on the floor, and then put your chin or your forehead down. Pause for just a couple breaths here. Now as you take your next breath in, draw your heart again through your arms. Make sure your elbows are hugging into your sides. Set up Bhujangasana, Cobra Pose, shoulder blades going down the back. Lift up through the heart. Maybe come just a little bit higher this time. Can you find some more length by bringing the top of your sternum up under your chin? Now curl your toes under. With the heart still forward and allowing the hips to fall towards your hands as if you were doing a lunge, lift your thigh bones into the backs of your legs and take your knees up off the floor to come into upward facing dog. If this is not an appropriate pose, stay in cobra. Press your hands down. Start to straighten your elbows. Keep drawing the heart through and really get long through the back of your neck so your ears stay aligned right on top of the shoulders. The hip points are still dropping down and forward. The hips hang in that hammock you're making from your shoulders to your heels. Keep the thighs engaged so the heels reach back. Feel the core drawing in and up. Breathe into that. Take one more breath in. And as you exhale, bend your elbows, release your hips back down. Flatten out your feet. Take another breath here. And as you exhale again, lower your upper body down. Bring your chin or your forehead onto the ground. Check out what's happening in your low back. It might feel really good to wiggle your hips a little bit, just shake the low back out. take a couple breaths here. Now press your hands into the floor. And maybe coming through hands and knees, come up onto your knees, curl your toes, or just curl your toes and press up into downward facing dog. Take a few breaths in your down dog. Now release your knees down to the mat. Walk your hands towards your knees, lower your hips to one side of your feet, and swing your legs around. Roll yourself down onto your back. Draw your knees into your chest, give them a hug, rock just a little bit from side to side. Now keep your knees over your chest, open your arms out to the side so that you're making a letter T with your body. Draw your knees up towards your chin. And as you take your next exhale, roll your knees over to your right elbow. Release them down. Come off your left hip. Keep your left shoulder rooted. And as you find your twist, turn your chin to the left, looking away from your knees. And breathe into that. Send the breath down into your abdomen. Begin to relax the hold in your core. It served you well. Now allow those muscles to release and to rest. Feel the power moving through your body, the heat that you built in your practice, the heat of transmutation. As you take your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. And on your exhale, bring your knees to your left elbow. Come off the right hip, soften the right shoulder back down. And turn your chin to the right to look away from your knees. Bring the breath back down into your abdomen. Releasing. Let the breath gently soothe the muscles that have been working. And also to continue to fuel that fire. Feel your inner flame. Recognize your power. Take another breath. Inhale your knees back up. Wrap your hands around your knees. Rock a little bit from side to side. Gently releasing. Now drop your feet down to the ground. Extend your legs out. Splay your feet apart. Drop your arms open by your sides. Turn your palms to the sky. Position your arms so that your shoulder blades are resting on the ground. Align your head with your spine, relax your neck, and close your eyes. Notice. Notice your fire. What is waste? What is garbage
your own inner being? What are the beliefs that no longer serve? The thoughts that are out of alignment with your integrity? What are you ready to turn into compost? To create the fertile soil of your next great deed. And I'm going to leave you here to rest in Savasana, transmuting as long as you desire, acknowledging the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.